bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
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 Yeah, scripture that was given to me, I should feel the length and breadth of our conversation today. The Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Chapter 3.
Hallelujah.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Somewhere around Proverbs there. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Thank you so much, Jesus, for joining in, just like you're part of. You are a part of us.
Okay.
I say it to you openly, like I said to you privately. I ain't got no problem being your pastor. Got an open door with me. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the Spirit. Why did the fire chapter there? Ecclesiastes chapter 3. And when you get there, I will begin. I want to shine a sermonic spotlight on verses 9 through 13. Well, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Father God, we have done that which you have commanded.
Yes.
We have entered into your sanctuary, but we have not appeared before you empty-handed. We have come with a sacrifice of praise, and we thank you. We thank you for being so good to us.
Yes.
Once again, it's another time, oh Father God, that we sit at your feet. We need a word from you.
Yes, Lord.
And without a word from you, what will we do? Father God, it's power in your word. It's deliverance in your word. Father God, right now, it's resurrection in your word. So we ask, oh Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Make your word plain and clear to us, clear enough so that a child can understand it. Anoint every mind and seat in the place. Bind Satan as he tries to go to and fro, trying to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Oh Father God, right now, we ask right now in the name of Jesus, that you have your way with your servant today. Use me, play me in whatever tune you want to hear.
Yes, Lord.
Father, allow me to say what you want to say. I'm going to sit down so you can stand up. Allow them not to see me, but see you crucified.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father God, take me into the third heaven.
Yes.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, give me a good time in you. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Speak to me as you speak to them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, have your way in this place.
Yes.
And whatever's accomplished in this setting, oh Father God, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning at the 9th verse. What profit had he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God had given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He had made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he had set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them. But for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink, and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God.
Yes.
I'm going to draw us a sermonic subject from verse 11, the A clause. He had made everything beautiful. He had made everything beautiful.
Yes.
I'm going to put a tag on this text. Finally, beautiful.
All right.
You take your seats in the presence of the Lord. Finally, beautiful. My brothers and sisters, how might we begin? Whenever someone comes to this particular passage, there is a warning hidden within the promise. This passage presupposes something that we should probably get out the way, so that we can shout when the message is over. And the concern in this, the passage presents us with this possibility. that some of us will never be beautiful.
Amen.
Amen.
Did Pastor just say that?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Some of us will never be beautiful.
Well,
it presents us with the usual and unsettling reality that try as we might to make ourselves acceptable to the world around us, there are some of us in here this morning that will never be able to get over the inherent ugliness to which we were born.
Amen.
To be honest, the world can be an ugly place.
Yes, yes.
When you witness the murder and the degradation of people and the innocence in the streets of this country and this city, it reminds us that this world can be a very ugly place.
Yes.
When you realize that this is a nation of great wealth, yet there are 50 million people living in poverty.
My God.
Yes, sometimes this world can be an ugly place.
Yes, yes, yes. Come on, Pastor.
But not just the world. Sometimes the church.
Well,
amen.
Sometimes the church,
yes,
can be an ugly place. People have the nerve to sit around and cross their legs and fold their arms and look at you funny because you have not perfected all the rituals of being sanctified. They have no idea what you had to go through to climb out of bed to get in this morning anyway. Yet they want to put their mouth on you. Put their judgment on you. This ain't New Jerusalem. This is another church you get.
That's right, Pastor.
But we're going to give it anyway.
Amen.
Someone on Facebook need to hear it.
Okay.
You don't have people that act like that in here.
Yes.
Lord, I got to preach like you say. People have the nerve to sit around and sit and cross their legs because, and cross their arms. Yes. Because you have not perfected what to do in church acting as holy.
Yes, Lord.
They have no idea what struggle, abuse, hell you had to go through to come here and look the way you look in this moment. You ought to thank God that you made it through all the whole week. Yet they want to put their mouth on you, their judgment on you. Sometimes the church can be an ugly place. Where if you don't think like we think, and talk like we talk, and shout like we shout, and dance like we dance, we want to throw you away.
Amen.
That is why we did not come here this morning to worship the church.
Amen.
But we have come to worship the Lord of the church.
Yes. Yes.
I certify to you this morning that he is Lord of lords and King of kings.
Yes.
He cannot be limited by any denomination, any four walls, any bishop, any preacher. He is Jesus the Christ, and he is Lord of all.
Yes.
I will warn you this morning that everybody has a little ugly in them.
Amen.
For everything born of a woman
has
on the inside of them a creature craving, a sensibility, a proclivity that makes us ugly when nobody is watching. You may not be showing it now with your nice white dress or your nice Sunday best on the hair you grew. Sorry. You may be looking debonair, fine and sexy. With your coat, your Guess, your Fendi, and then your Chanel on, and your opium, you smell good. But your ugliness comes out when you get lonely. Y'all not gonna like me today. When we get lonely, we get ugly.
Amen.
When we get worried, we get ugly.
Amen.
When we don't have the money to pay the bill, we get ugly.
Amen.
Somebody says or does something we don't like, we get ugly.
Amen.
Everybody here got some ugly in them.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, yes. Just because you fine and attractive does not mean, Deacon Belly, you're not ugly.
Yes, sir.
Just because you cute, got some nice hair, and you got nice skin, don't mean you don't get ugly.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with how you look.
Yes, sir.
It has to do with your state of mind
and
your quality of being. You can look beautiful, you can look amazing, you can be stacked from the floor up.
Yes.
You can have the best body in here.
Yes.
But have a terrible spirit.
Yes.
And a decrepit mind.
Yes.
No, a decrepit mindset.
Yes.
With no hope and no vision and no future.
Yes.
Brothers and sisters, be careful who you hook up with.
Yes.
They can look like 100.
Yes, sir.
But they ain't got nothing going on.
Yes, sir.
Ugly. Ugly will get you nowhere.
Yes, sir.
I could care less what your body looks like. It is your heart that God is after.
Amen.
Y'all look at notes. Talk to yourself. Self, make sure you don't leave here ugly today. It's a melancholy truth that we have celebrated everybody because of the way they look. I'm going to tell you that none of them are beautiful. Beyonce, I ain't going to talk about Serena. I like Serena. Whoever y'all want, Jay-Z, Madonna, I don't know. They ain't beautiful. They got some money, but they ain't beautiful.
That's right.
I will tell you who is beautiful.
Dallas.
Listen to me. Now listen to Pastor.
Yes.
The one who had to go through hell and have water, but came in the house of God anyway this morning.
Yes.
Is the one who don't have a reason to praise God.
Amen.
But you dare to open your mouth and put your hands together. That's a beautiful person.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord is, no matter how you look, it's the word of the Lord. Watch me now. Fat, skinny, big belly, buck teeth, you can be beautiful to God.
Amen.
The question comes now, don't you want to be amazing?
Mm.
New Jerusalem, we're going to be amazing.
Amen.
We're on our way to amazing.
All right.
Watch me now. Don't you want to reach for more? Grow more? I did not come to church to preach you into a new house, to preach you into a new car.
Mm-hmm.
I came to preach you into the next level of your life.
Yes.
I came to preach you so that everything that is not rooted in God in you will be shaken and come loose.
Yes, amen.
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 Did you hear that?
Yes.
Preach, black man.
Yes.
I come against every small-minded spirit in here. Every spirit that majors in minor things. Every spirit that likes to talk about people and gossip about people. You better open your mind and give God some praise, church. You can look cute next Sunday all you want, but this Sunday we're going to just be ourselves and be ugly. All
right.
So God can fix us up.
Yeah.
We are on the verge of the biggest breakthrough in your life. The biggest breakthrough in your life. And this is not a time to sit there and act like God is not alive.
Amen.
You have worked hard on being sexy. Your hair, your clothes, that walk you got, you've been working on it. Yeah, you sexy, but guess what? How's that been working for you?
Well,
is some grown folks in here?
Yes, sir.
Got a few kids in here. Let me keep it G-rated here.
Yes, sir.
You, when you reach a point in your life, this is for all of us.
Yes.
They keep it G-rated. Mm. And believe me, they know just what I'm talking about anyway.
Yes, sir.
They know more than us. Uh-huh. You reach a point in your life, church, uh-huh, where you just don't want someone to touch your flesh. When the heart and mind does not have nowhere to connect.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Uh-huh. Check his or her mind first. Mm. See if his mind is lining up with what he say his heart is saying, or her heart is feeling.
All right. Line it up, Pastor.
And if that, if it does not connect,
uh-huh,
or say it does not click,
all right,
that's when we ought to part ways.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what we do. Some of us get stuck on stupid, and we let the clown of love step in. Can I tell you who the clown of love is? S-E-X. That's the clown of love. He makes you think, and he put on a show, make you think you in love.
All right.
Because you find no connection, and because he got a six-pack called Black and Handsome, and she just so fine, I just got to have her. I just got to be with him because, hey, he said he's going to pay this bill and pay that bill. Hello. You ain't got no connection, so you go to the clown. And you get the clown, make you feel like you got a connection.
Yes, sir.
He ain't never been to church in his life, but you marry him and think you can change him.
Mm.
You Jesus Christ? I'm trying to help y'all.
Yes, sir.
Don't be unequally yoked. So you get unequally yoked, then you come to church and want pastor to pray right.
Well.
Hey. I can pray, but I ain't Elijah. I can't call fire down. We have invested in the activity of showing people how you look. God has invested in you showing people who you are.
Yes, sir.
Come on now.
Preaching,
Pastor. That is what it is. That is what this is all about. Showing people who you are. You don't know who people are when their bills are paid. When their lights are on, you don't know who they are when their lights are on. When they got money in their pocket, you don't know who they are. When they're driving a nice car and got a job, you don't know who they are. You don't know how nobody is when they're doing well. You want to find me a man, a real man, in the dark place in my life.
Yes.
A woman. Mm-hmm. Catch a woman when her dreams have disappointed her.
Mm.
And watch what she does when she has no reason to look good or be great. Catch a man in a dark place when he got no drive. When you think he has failure, and everybody think he not gonna mount anything, see how he respond to you then. There in the wee hours of the deep and discouraging bitterness, where we feel that there's no hope, Deacon Trayton,
uh-huh,
great men and women do their business in deep waters. Am I too deep for y'all today?
Sure.
I don't need loose one with me. Y'all with me.
Yes, sir.
I don't care if you, anybody can wade through shallow water.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing to go through. You can talk a good, you can talk really good Christian. No, let hell really break loose.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I'm not talking about a rainstorm. I'm talking about a category 5 hurricane weather.
Well, that's
all right. And see how I act then.
Mm.
See if I still act like I love you. See if I still got my swagger. When I really only got one suit to wear.
Mm.
How dare you? How dare you sit up in here and praise God after all you've been through? You know why you do it?
Yes, sir.
Because you are determined to show the devil who you really are.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You do it so you can show your enemy, I'm not my heartbreak. I'm not the rape. I'm not the molestation. I'm not the divorce. I'm not the backstabber. I'm not the unemployed. I'm a child of the living God. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Mavis, when I was a child, I used to listen to mommy in the middle of the night, sitting on her bed, the edge of her bed, where my brother was sick and had a high fever, crying out to God. Or when there was no food in the house and she did not know when she was going to get the money to feed us. I thought she was crazy. I used to say when I'd be woke up, because I was the eldest, where is this God who won't heal my brother? Where is this God who won't give us any money to buy food? But she would sit on the edge of the bed and tell him who he was. Y'all ain't feeling it, watch this. Mommy would sit there and rock and tell God, you are my help. You are altogether lovely. You're sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. I said to myself, what's wrong with mommy? If she ain't got what she needs, why is she telling God who she he is?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I did not understand.
Right.
When I grew older,
yes. And
I had to pay my own mortgage,
well. Put
food on my own table,
well. And
in the middle of the night,
yes,
I had to sit on the edge of the bed and call on the name of the Lord
Yes. And
tell him who he was. You know why I'm telling who he is? Let him know I have not forget whose I am and whom I belong to. And if I'm in shock, he got to show up.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yes,
right. Yes,
hallelujah.
My God. I didn't understand until I had to go through it.
Right.
Anybody here knows that it had not been
Hallelujah.
For the Lord on your side.
Hallelujah.
If it had not been
Yes. For
the Lord
Hallelujah.
On your side.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Check this out. Real beauty is a rare commodity. Because in God's eyes, you can only be beautiful, watch me church, walk with pastor.
Yeah.
You can only be beautiful in connection to your time.
Right. Say it back.
You can only be beautiful in connection to your time.
That's right.
It is not your eyes, your hair, or the way you walk.
My God.
None of that makes you beautiful. What makes you beautiful in the eyes of God is someone who has come into their season.
Yeah. That's all right, Pastor. That's all right.
Someone who has come into the fullness of their selves in their time.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the PS. Y'all thought it was in the book?
You
know Pastor in the book, right?
You're right there.
The word beautiful in the Hebrew is yafeh. A beautiful word.
Yafeh.
The word beautiful in Hebrew is pronounced yafeh. Yafeh means to be appropriate. It means that you can be ugly on the outside and beautiful on the inside because you are appropriate to the plan of God at this time. Someone who has come into the fullness of their self in their time, watch this now. This is it. This is why we must get over the idea of trying to please the people around us. See how I just said, tell y'all how to do
it. That's it.
That's it.
Yes, Lord.
Stop trying to please people around us, because you can please people and make God mad, and he'll leave you alone. I don't mind if I do. Please people, make God mad, and he'll leave you alone. He ain't gonna force you to get come into your season. Every man and woman have a gift. Y'all see the scripture?
Yes, sir.
Yet there's set before that gift a time when the gift is to be used, Deacon Bailey.
All right now.
Nothing before time.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says he has made all things beautiful in their own time. So it is not just what you have or who you are, but it is the knowledge of when to make manifest what you have and who you are. You got the gift. You got to know when to manifest it. Watch this. I know y'all getting this. The thing is this, you know what God created you to do. Some of us know. Some of us know what God has created us to do. But you got to know when to stand up and use it and when not to.
Okay.
Because everybody ain't ready to. You want to be Joseph? Everybody ain't ready to deal with you. This is what happens when time and you know your gift comes together. All of them come together to create the matrix, the simile, the metaphor that you are in God's eyes. When the time and your gift comes together, now God looks at you and he sees you beautiful because you're in your time. Now it's time for you to stand up and manifest and start walking with God. Because you walk the wrong time, you get put in the pit.
What you say?
It means nothing can be beautiful outside of this season.
Uh-huh.
It means that you have to stop rushing. Yeah, I can say that.
It's a bad word.
We don't want to wait.
I know that.
Stop rushing. Let me help you. Stop trying to live your life in 2 weeks. It means you have to know what you have and when to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the right thing at the wrong time will kill you. Y'all hear me?
That's all right.
I used to watch my daddy shake. That's razor, get it always. The phone, out of the can, and that straight razor. I sat there and watched him. Daddy, I'm ready to shave. No son, it ain't your time yet. Why is my time? Because if I let you get this razor because you asking me for it, and I give it to you just because you asked me for it, you say, this is my razor. I know when it's time for you to have it. If I give you the razor, you'll cut your face off.
What you say?
Y'all didn't get that.
That was good.
We praying for God to give us stuff. And God said, ain't time for me to give it to you yet. Because if I give it to you right now, you'll kill yourself.
Amen.
It's not your time. You getting all mad at God because he's trying to save you.
Amen.
Can I help us? Let me help you here.
Yes.
It's not because you're not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because we're not ready. Wow. It's because the world's not ready for you.
All right, all right.
If God done gave you the gift, you know you got it. If you know you got it, you ready. You know it's yours to use. But the world ain't ready to take you yet. They can't deal with you. So stop falling apart because you watch other people get there before you. No, I don't care if they get there before me.
Amen.
I'm going to stay in my lane. I sit there and be quiet. I don't care if they get there before me. Because he who is exalted in the Lord is truly exalted.
Yeah.
And when the Lord exalts you, no one can pull you down. That's not easy now. But after you get your feelings hurt a little bit, and you learn that you ought to be quiet, you'll sit down until someone asks you to get up. All you need to do is stand up and trust God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That your moment is coming too.
Yes.
I said, our moment is coming too.
Yes.
You are not struggling today because you are not you're not struggling today because you are not gifted, but you are struggling because it's not your time yet.
Wow.
What do I mean it's not your time? I don't mean that you're not ready. I say it again. The world is not ready for us. The Bible says that Moses' mother hid him in a basket.
Yes. Yes, she did.
But the time came, when she could not hide Moses no more.
That's right.
Can I get a witness of him?
Yes,
you know why she couldn't hide him no more?
Oh,
it was his time to be found.
All right.
She kept him there, thinking that she was keeping him safe.
Uh-huh.
And she kept him in that basket of bulrushes.
Uh-huh.
Covered with mud.
My God.
But Pharaoh's daughter.
Yes, sir.
Can I get a witness?
All right.
Pharaoh's daughter came and pulled Moses off the river.
Uh-huh.
God got people that come into your life that you won't expect to come into your life to pull you out of the hell you're going through. Don't you turn up your nose on who God is sending you. I ain't gonna talk to him because he ain't saved. I ain't gonna talk to her because her dress too short. The devil is a liar. I talk to who, what, when, whenever, and do whatever God got me to get what I got to get. Beautiful is all about. Finally beautiful.